What happened at Build Academy was wrong. Build Academy was supposed to get funding from the state, and it was delayed for a year.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore telling WBFO News he wants to call on State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya to delay putting an outside receiver in place to operate Build Academy. Remore points out the state delayed funding to help turn around the low-performing school.
So what we're saying right now is, look, you delayed the funding to help turn the school around for a year. We should get an extension. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some parents together, we're going to get some teachers together, and ask the commissioner for an extension for a year. If the commissioner does not give an extension, we'll have to be prepared to go to court.
The state itself does not have anyone that they've identified as qualified to turn around the school, so they have no receivers in the pipeline.
Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold tells us it might be too late to engage the school board into asking the education department for a delay.
I believe that the commissioner did receive from the board, at least from the superintendent, but the feelings of the board, majority of board members, that the identification of Build as having to go to an outside receiver was something that we were not pleased with.
The district is already seeking applications. They must be returned by December 19th, so a receiver can be put into place for January. Seals-Nevergold is not sure anyone has responded.
It's just a difficult period to try to elicit, I think, serious applications.
Build Academy was placed in receivership as a priority school for underperforming. State test scores in English and math remain very low. Remore tells us he expects to have a letter to the education commissioner drafted by the end of this week, and then we'll be calling on the school board to vote on it. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.